Babe? Hey, how are you doing over there? And what are you doing over there? So you're not busy right now. Then you don't mind doing your darling girl a favor, do you? Could you maybe come over here to her? And could you maybe let her rest her head on your chest up next to you? And could you also maybe nurse her back to consciousness itself after having suffered through 50 pages of crime fiction prose that read like the minutes of a court hearing? It's that bad. I'm gonna have to ask the friend that recommended this to buy me a beer because this book, man, I'm just, this is, it's so bad. I mean, I would totally be pissed about it if it wasn't because my brain shut down in protest about half an hour ago. My mind feels like it's been tranquilized with conjugs. I swear I could not count to my own name if I tried right now. Please. Thank you. Oh God, yes. Get that amazing piece of butter over here. Okay, now if you just get behind me here, then I can. No, not like that. If you. Yeah, no. Come on, like this. And then. There we go. Oh, sweet Lord. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm very good, thank you. Man, I've got to be the most fantastic girlfriend ever to deserve feeling this kind of amazing. Well, you would say that, wouldn't you? You disgustingly wonderful creature. You know, it's got to be the best feeling in the world to know that you can make me feel like this. It's like, okay, imagine you're me, right? You're kind of drifting along the currents of life. You're seemingly doing everything right. But it's like you wonder a lot about what will come of you. Because while you've got all these great friends and this exotic dating history, it feels like. Oh, yes, I do. Don't even try that. I was a total score on the market, and I've got the embarrassing Facebook feed to prove it. Anyways, as I was saying, so, you know, while you're on and all of these things going on around you, you know at the point that there are deeper layers to who you are that you can't really talk to anyone about. You certainly couldn't have imagined talking to any of your exes about. I mean, a lot of the time you can barely even make sense yourself. So you start realizing deep down that maybe, probably, definitely things haven't figured themselves all out. And you know that no one else has either. So you feel alone and vulnerable, and you don't know what to do about any of it. And then, right, you meet this bright, intelligent, warm, patient, gracious, kindred spirit who somehow tricks you into not just opening up yourself, like leaving you bare and naked and all of those things that you think you are shameful or ugly or whatever in front of this person. But then they also somehow figure out how to guide your hand holding this big, intimate piece of yourself and giving it to them for safekeeping. Like, that's anxiety-provoking levels of blind trust you're just forced to give up all of a sudden. And you are forced to give it up. Oh, yes, because of course you're just crushing hard on them. You could have messed me up so bad then. I mean, you could have shattered my soul if you had decided to just drop that piece of me on the ground when you took it and walk away. But you didn't do that. And instead, today, here I am, just totally yours. It feels like coming back to myself in a way I could have never become of my own, you know? When I lie here with you, it's the best feeling in the world. Babe, can I snuggle up behind you? No, it's not a problem if you just move over on your side like that. Just relax. Good. And let me just get behind you like this. Cuddle my way all over and up and around this amazing body. Are you okay there? Is it okay that my hand is under your shirt like this? Good. That's good. Babe, I love you so much. You are such a fantastic person. Everybody can see that. Everybody experiences that. You're strong for being this wonderful every day. I don't want you to think for one second that your efforts go unnoticed or without gratitude. And I know it's so hard that the world hurts when it beats back at you. When you go out in it with nothing but that kindness of yours at heart, gets at you. It starts to chew at you from the inside. Until you sometimes feel like you move through this world as light as a ghost. Treading the earth lightly because there's no real place in it for you. But listen to me, babe. You're not a fucking ghost. You're flesh and blood and mind and heart. And you're mine. You're my wonderful, sweet, tough, amazing lover. And like, I'm only really whole when I get back to the part of me you're tending for me. You need to remember for me that you have to let me take care of you. If you want to take care of yourself, you have to let me take care of you. Yes, I do. And babe, listen to me. I am so, so proud of you. So proud of you. You apply yourself so hard, so persistently, no bullshit, every day. You're so damn raw. You are so tough. You're showing me so much effort every day in maintaining that rank posture and that self-respect. All the while the world beats back at you. And that heart of yours that I can't understand hasn't broken 1,000 times over. So, I'm sure you understand that when I say I'm here for you, that doesn't cut it even by a long shot, right? Because you don't have that choice. You have given every part of yourself to live with me. I know what you're afraid of. What you've done, said, and thought that you're ashamed of. I know that you're vulnerable too. I know it all the time. And you have to remember to trust me. Trust that I can see all those things. And yet kiss you. Like the first time. Every time. To let me care for you. Those times when it's so hard you want to shrink back from the world again. Because I need you here. I need you so bad, darling. I can't not have you here with me. So don't you dare do anything to yourself that I wouldn't have done. And if it gets to you, then come back to me. I'll remind you that you've got this.